Hi, my name is Daniel McKinley, and today I'm going to be teaching you the 1 to 6 player game, Dungeon Academy from the Op. So to play Dungeon Academy, you're going to be playing as wizards going through this dungeon and testing your skills. You'll be playing over 4 rounds. And each player will have one of these sheets showing each of the 4 rounds and the dungeon that you'll be going through. On here, you'll be keeping track of your points and the path that you take through the academy. Some things to note on this board. If you look right here, you have different size of monsters. You have red and blue and small and large monsters. And each of the 4 rounds. The G's are how many victory points you're aiming for. And this is where you're going to be tallying them throughout the round. Also, this shows how much mana and how much health you have. There's also some bonuses down here on the bottom, which I'll explain at the end of the round. To set up the round and the start of the game, each player will get one of these characters at random. So, for example, I might have the warrior. You take the number of depicted tokens here. They are double-sided. So I would get 4 health. And 3 mana, shown on my card like so. And each character has an ability, where this says, each round, I can defeat one of these guys for free. One of the big red ones. So once everybody's familiar with what their abilities are, this is a time game. So you will have a limit of 30 seconds to 1 minute, depending on how easy you make the difficulty. And to set up the round, all players are going to look at the same dungeon at the same time. All of these dice are rolled into this box lid, like so. This is placed on top, and then flipped over to reveal the dungeon. Ready? We'll flip it at the same time. This is the dungeon that we'll be going through. Some things to note for these symbols. You'll notice the small monsters, those will take one of your health points, one of the red ones. The big red monsters will take 2 of your health points. The red potions will restore 1 of your health points. Then the same is true for blue. The small monster will remove 2 mana. The large blue monster will remove, 1 mana for that, 2 mana for the big one, and a little potion, which we don't see here, would show a blue, and that you would heal 1 of the blue tokens, same as you would red. So you're going to think of a path. You must start on the edge of a board, and you can never re-enter the same room twice. There's 16 rooms here, so let's say I enter in this way. I might take 1 damage, and this is how I'm thinking about it in my head. I would heal 1 damage, lose 2 mana, go up here, defeat him for free, and you're planning this out through your mind. Now, you don't want to lose all of your tokens during that round, because what you have going into the next, or remaining from that round, you will have only for the next round. So I might do something very simple, like go from here to here, 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 and here, and then out of the dungeon. So I would depict that like so, showing on my end, and that would be it. Then, first player to finish it takes one of these cards, and you wait for the other players. Once all players have either finished or taken a timer or an initiative card, then you check to see if it works. So I will actually physically show by this. I would enter here. I would lose 1 health, as shown here, and I place it on the monster that I defeated. So on this, I defeated a small red monster, like so. I'm going to heal, so I'll take another red token. I'm going to go over to this blue guy. I defeated him, placing 1 of the tokens here. Go up here, I defeat him for free, as I said I could, so I show that I do that. And I move up here, and oh no, I didn't make it through the round. Now, this is a perfect example of planning improperly, but let's say, for the sake of this example, I instead went this way. I would have instead lost 2 and then 3, marking the appropriate monsters like so. I defeated them, and then I escaped with at least 1 hit point for each of them. So In this previous round that I showed you the example of, I would not have scored any points, but this one I do. So now let's talk about scoring points. In this, I would score 1 point for every monster, regardless of size, that I defeated. So I defeated 5. And then I get to score one of my bonuses on the bottom. I can either score all of my red, all of my blue, all of the small, or all of the big. In this, I'd probably score all of my red monsters. So I would score another point for each of those, a total of 4. And if I had any weapon cards ready to go, then I might score points for those as well. At the end of the round, we reveal a number of items for the number of players. And I would then get to choose one of them in initiative order. So the player who goes first gets the first pick of these. And they have all kinds of effects, like immediate ones, like discard the Great Red Potion to gain 2 red life. Or the Anti-Blob Sword. Once per level, I can defeat a blob without losing one of my health. And this would be an ongoing effect, as shown by here. And some will score you points. Like this, at the end of the game, gain 2 glory. Very simple, but you might want that mascot. You continue over the next 3 rounds after this, and then totaling up at the end of the 4th round. However, after the 2nd round, this die is added in and rolled with all of these dice. And this shows corridors. This is an open corridor, no benefit. These have closed corridors where you cannot move in those directions. There, we also have a ring, which gives you a single gold point if you go through it, and a banana, which makes you lose a gold point for going through it. I'm sorry, I'm saying gold, but I mean glory, but it's effectively the same thing. Then on the boss die, this is added in for the 4th round only, and this has a number of sides as well, where you have a red troll and a blue dragon, a blue lich. Each of those, you would lose 3 of the respective color. So I'd lose either 3 red health or 3 blue mana, and I'd get 3 glory for that. But then after defeating it, you regenerate all of your glory or mana, depending on which one you defeat. Then you also have a dragon, which takes 3 of each. So 3 glory, or 3 mana and 3 health. And then you would restore everything, and that's worth 3 points. Treasure chest, which is similar to the ring, it's worth 2 points. And a key, which you have to go through in order to escape the dungeon. And finally a block, which means you cannot pass through it. Those are added in through the rounds, adding in new weapons and new abilities for each one. The player with the most points at the end of the game wins. So that's how you play Dungeon Academy. It's a very interesting take on a new roll and write genre that is very popular nowadays. But this takes a lot of new interesting maze aspects and some really fun parts with it. So if you want to come try it out, which I highly encourage you should, come by Zia Comics in Las Cruces, New Mexico, where we can teach you Dungeon Academy.
Get nerdy with me.
Tell me what game that you get on. Is it COD or Eve? What kind of class do you play, girl? In an RPG.